You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you've not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and learn and trade with our team every single day. In today's episode, I'll be talking about why I decided personally to take a small account challenge and go back trading to a size I hadn't in years. Plus, I'll share with you some ideas on when you should go smaller with your trading and how to build a small account from the very start. I personally grew a $464 account into over $11,000 in under 2 weeks. I'll share these full details and some really good tidbits to help give you inspiration and guidance on your own challenge. Now, this is a very exciting topic, and so I hope that you enjoy this episode. Let's dive in. So, starting out, I want to tell you this. You know, small accounts don't have to mean having a small mindset. And this is important because, you know, for me, the decision to go back and turn myself into a small account trader and to go back and trade a small account was really a choice. And I wasn't choosing to become a small-minded, you know, trader. I wasn't choosing to reject success. I really did it for the opposite reason. And so you have to understand that, you know, because your account is small, doesn't mean that your mindset needs to be, or that your expectations or goals or dreams have to be reduced to meet the money you have. It's okay to think big, but trade small. In our courses, we always recommend everyone starts trading small. At the beginning, the reality is that the goal is not to make money. It's to learn and to make your education cheap, because really everyone pays the market for education. The amount that you pay it depends on the attitude, the approach, the preparedness, and your mindset from the get-go. The courses that you purchase aren't going to teach you as much as the market will. Ultimately, the market is the true teacher. All right. And so one thing I really love about this business is that once you really learn how to make, let's say, $50 a day consistently, it's just a matter of scaling your strategy to get to 500, 5,000 and more daily. And obviously, at some point, you'll hit your personal peak, which is where you need to start growing yourself, you know, doing some personal development work. And everyone hits this number. It's different for individuals depending on their values, you know, like how they were brought up. But the profit potential is based on how well your mindset's developed. So you want to grow your account. An investment in your mindset is way more profitable than one in a strategy, a new indicator, or even a new system. The hardest work, though, at the beginning is finding consistency initially, at the very beginning. So with these tips in today's episode, I'm going to help you take a step forward towards that milestone to be consistent, but to be consistent smaller than you thought you would be when you started your trading journey. All right, the people who start out with the goal to make as much money as quickly as possible end up taking the long route to getting back to a small account to begin with. All right, so why bother do a small account challenge? What's the point of it? On some days, I personally trade some pretty decent size. I trade the S&P 500 futures, the ES contract. And, you know, this year has been one of change for me, and not just me, for everyone, for you listening as well. It's been a crazy last 2 years, if you really think about it, since COVID hit and took the world by storm. You know, it's been wild. A lot of what we know has really been flipped upside down on its head. In addition to COVID and me being a social person, being locked in at home, you know, I also had the great pleasure of becoming a father in last August in 2020, you know, and to me, that was another big and amazing change in my life. Also, I took some time off at the beginning, you know, to be with my son, to help my wife, who's amazing. She's a goddess. And I hope she could hear it because I'm recording at home. But she knows how I feel about her, and I took some time off to be with my family, and that did throw off my trading balance a little bit. But, you know, I'm not here blaming or pinning fault on anything because I love that time. with my family. Being a trader, working for myself, allowed me to have that time. So I'm blessed, but I found it really hard to come back, you know, because my attitude towards risk had changed a lot. You know, the birth of my son, I just had in the top of my mind, you know, I'm doing this for him. I became a little bit too conservative, and through being too conservative, I ended up losing more. My win rate slipped. You know, I kept thinking of him, our family, things I never worried about before, because I knew as an individual on this planet, I was good. I could support myself. I could create things for myself, you know, no matter what came my way. Now, becoming a father and having to think about legacy, it sort of changed things for me. It changed my relationship with risk. And I'll be honest with you, I hadn't had full time even until today to work through that. So I'm really just working around it, but I haven't worked through it yet. So throughout this year, I've had some struggles. You know, when I sized up my trading and my positions increased, you know, ones I'd be able to manage effortlessly before started to feel daunting. They kind of felt a little bit out of place, a little scary, I would even say. And so I ignored the signs. I was just, you know, I love a good comeback story. I love to see, you know, the underdog win. Who doesn't? It really kind of tugs at the strings of my heart. And I ignored the signs. But like Z in our trading room, he's one of the moderators in the futures room, likes to say, I got cracked. I had a $30,000 losing day this year in a single day. You know, that's my biggest ever drawdown in one day. All right, things came unglued. And this year overall, the P&L has been all over the place. All right, a lot less clean than usual, a lot less consistent. You know, you look at it and it reads like somebody who's just trying to refine themselves. So these are the reasons that sort of got me to say, look, I'm not who I am or who I used to be, which is fine. I'm a better version of myself. The trading part, I just need to kind of get back to the basics and pull it together. All right. I need to take the pressure off of myself. I just need to get back to re-experiencing the process of trading. Not the profit, but focus on the process. I need to re-acclimatize myself to this new normal, this new height that I'm at. And there's nothing better in the world for a reconditioning stint than going back to trading small. It's like in professional sports, when an athlete gets injured, they don't go right back to the major leagues. They send them to the minors for a couple games to get, you know, the wheels greased, the body moving, and for them to adjust to this new normal, depending on how severe their injury is. So on October 15th, I decided it was time to do a new small account challenge. I said, look, I'm going to fund the sub account with a small balance, right? Move some money over into a small account and try to work it up to $10,000 US. That was my goal. If I get from 400 to 10,000, I think I've accomplished what I needed to here. All right, so I went to check into my sub account and it already had $464 US, 464. And I figured, well, that's pretty small. I'm looking for a small account challenge. This is it. I got to also tell you, you know, I wouldn't have started with that small of a balance. I would have liked to start with $1,000 to $2,000, start trading smaller with micros and work it up and then, you know, grow it. But this was in the middle of volatility. So the market conditions were still pretty opportunistic. It's just myself as an operator, I had to train a little more. So I said, you know what? This is the ultimate challenge. If I could do this, I'll have restored my confidence and, you know, I'll have ultimately reacclimatized to the process. So the plan was simple. Execute only high probability trades, all right? Get in with conviction. Get out early when I have the profit opportunity. I take it and run. I'm not looking to take a trade from 2 points to 200. I'm going to get paid when I have a chance, get paid quickly, and put it in the bank rather than hold it in the market. All right, if I lost just $164 US of that balance, which is just 3 points on ES, basically, you know, I'd be out of margin. And it's a little bit more than 3 points, but then you got to throw in commission too, right? So I'd be out of margin. I wouldn't be able to post the margin with the account balance I had to buy one ES futures contract, which is S&P 500. The plan then was, because, hey, I wanted this to go well, but I also planned for failure. If I did drop below that amount, I'd flip to the micros contract. And then I'd work the balance up back above the 400 margin requirement for a single ES and as soon as I could, I'd flip back to the ES and repeat this process until I built up a little bit of a cushion to continue trading the ES futures contract. All right, and then I'd scale up to 2 lots, 3 lots, 4 lots, and the goal was to trade 5 or 6 to get myself to the 10K marker. All right, so really, what was the goal of this challenge? Get back to the basics, get back to experiencing what it's like to have a little room for error. All right, with this bigger account, you could often work your way out of situations that you can't with a small account. You could add some size. All right, you could scale in. You could run some contracts a little bit longer. But with a small account, it's binary. You're either going to do it or you're not. And that tiny room for error is what I needed. Another goal was to reconnect with myself when I started this journey. I was obviously here when I started at some point long time ago, but I wanted to reconnect to that reality, to remember the George that had to grind for every single penny, all right? The George that was scrappy, the George that was just, you know, militant almost. Also to build up my discipline, and also the goal was to just focus on the process, eliminate the obsession with profits. You know, no matter what happens, it was going to be small. Whether I had the best new account challenge in the world or disaster struck and I lost the $464, it was going to be small, win or lose. And that feels reassuring, right? There's a level of comfort there that says, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can handle it, all right? The other goal was to inspire other traders in our community that, you know, their small account is not that small at all and that big things are possible. It doesn't take a huge amount of capital. It doesn't take an inaccessible amount of capital to the point you could say, oh, this isn't for me because I don't have any savings. All right. And the goal is to have made, to be able to make $1,000 US a day with a small account once I exceeded the $2,000 balance. It sounds nuts to make 50% a day and to have that as a goal. All right. But I have the skill. Like, I believe in myself. I just needed to prove it to myself again. And that's why I like the futures market, because when things are going good, oh boy, do they go great. And I had to make things go good. I didn't have another option. To be honest with you, I put myself in a situation where failure just wasn't an option. So here's the result, you know, from October 15th, and I am going to show you some statements from AMP in attached to this podcast to back this up. I started with a $464 cash balance on October 15th. It grew to over 11,000, 11,250 or something by October 27th, which is, you know, the date of this podcast recording. And the goal was always to get to 10,000 at least and then reassess, you know, do I want to continue this challenge? I had two paths after I got to the 10K marker. Keep trading this small account to the point that, hey, you know, it becomes the main account and then just keep going with it. Or just call it a challenge, switch back to the main account and continue. All right. I hit the landmark and I'm considering what to do. All right. Do we stop? Do we continue forward? At the end of the day, it's a personal decision, right? I met the challenge. The goal was crystal clear. Where I go from here, I still don't know, to be perfectly honest with you. There are still some certain circumstances in my life that make me think like I should continue trading small for a bit longer, at least till the end of November. And, you know, I had a stint with some health stuff, myself, my family. And to be honest with you, there's quite a bit of distractions in my life at the moment. But look, don't feel sorry for me. Life is good. All right. And so another thing I'm here to tell you is this is a very personal thing. I will recommend who should take this challenge. And I'll even give you some tips for growing a small account. But understand what you do once you hit your goals, completely up to you, all right? The biggest win here is that I got exactly what I needed. My confidence came back. I fell in love with the process-driven, rules-based trading that I know I'm capable of, all right? And I completely forgot about the money, to be honest with you, because it wasn't really about the money. Trading, this was a challenge of what I could accomplish. But it wasn't really about the money. It was about the process because I had no room for error. I wasn't thinking about making errors. I was trying to find the highest probability trades and avoid the ones that, yeah, they might work, but they could kill my small account. It'll work on a bigger account. You could average in, come back. You could trade multiple times. But those sexy trades, because they came with higher risk, weren't suitable for the new account challenge. All right. And that's what made me forget about the money. I focused on the process, and the money kept coming. I really personally needed this win, boosted my confidence to new heights. You know, it's helped me reset my mindset, my expectations, really made me fall in love. More importantly than trading, with teaching this to new traders. Because it's possible. And if you find that you're getting loose with your trading, I would definitely recommend this challenge to you, because your big account suffers at the end of the day. And look, we're going to talk about this in the next section, who I recommend this challenge to and when. And then I'm going to give you a few tips for growing a small account to help support your challenge. And I want to see you succeed to your wildest expectations and beyond those. All right. I posted these results during the account challenge to our show notes section. Head on over to podcast.tradeproacademy.com. Take a look if you're interested. You know, it's not posted here to make a performance guarantee. This is a risky business. These results are not typical. You know, I got lucky with some of the volatility that started out with the beginning part of the account. When you're starting with a small one, the first week is critical. And part of that is luck. Part of that is how you adapt to what you're seeing and adapting your strategy. Because if you're going for big wins, but the market's not volatile, it's death by a thousand paper cuts. If the market's volatile and you're not trading a little more aggressively, even though it's a small account, it's a missed opportunity. So really, the skill set here is catching the market conditions, reading it, and adapting. Regardless of what your plan is to grow your small account, you're dependent, your whole career is, on reading market conditions. Been in this business a very, very, very long time. And it's really, I can tell you guys honestly, the only meaningful thing I think I've done in my adult life. Obviously, aside from, you know, having a family, you know, professionally. It's the only meaningful thing I've done in my adult life. So who do I recommend this challenge to and when? I don't recommend this challenge to just anyone. The reality is that, you know, many new traders are already in the new account challenge by default, by virtue of having a small account balance. But this is great. This is where you need to be. This is exactly where you need to be as a new trader. Even for the more successful traders who have been consistently profitable, you know, have made this a career or close to it. We have a lot of traders in our room who've quit their full-time jobs and trade within our community. They rely on this for survival and they do very well. Even the people who are super profitable and consistent may benefit from this. So here are some signs that could suggest this would be a good idea. It's time to maybe consider taking a small account challenge. All right. If you're having big green days, but you're paying a lot in commission, so you know your gross is super high, but your net after you pay commission is nowhere close to what you thought you'd be making. If you're churning, it's time to maybe give it a checkbox and say, hey, this is one of the symptoms. If you're using your size in your trading account to get out of trouble on bad days often, look, it's necessary sometimes to use your size advantage to get out of trouble. But if this is happening often, this is really a symptom of something deeper going on. And an opportunity to slow down and go smaller could actually help you and improve that habit or whatever it is, you know, that lack of discipline, you know, whatever the case might be that's driving you to get out of trouble, to get into trouble to begin with, so you have to get out of it, can be addressed by going to a small account challenge. If you find that you're obsessing over profit, the need to make certain targets, you know, you make $2,000 a day, now you need to go to three, now you need five, and you're just really delirious, you're obsessed, all you're looking for is money, it's probably time to consider a small account challenge. Because when you're focused on the profit, it doesn't usually come. And you're far, far away from the process, far from being an analyst, far from seeing the market objectively. You need to do certain things. Therefore, you're going to need to have certain behaviors to get there. Very dangerous. If you're trading outside of your plan and not following it, you have a plan, but you're not following it, but it's still working, you're still finding ways to get green, another sign it might be a good idea. If your discipline is slipping, but you're still doing okay, you know, you're breaking the plan like the point before, but this is in the execution of it. Yeah, you had a trade, maybe you moved the stop a little bit, a couple ticks, maybe you added some, but you shouldn't. Maybe you're adding huge position size to get out of a loss, but you're not letting it ride after. So you're just trading to not lose, but you're not trading to win. It's a good sign. It's time to consider a small account challenge. It could help you. If you really lost it and in a rut and out of a losing streak, I mean, this is a simple one to know. If you're just in a rut and you just can't trade your way out of a wet paper bag, it might be time to go smaller. Give yourself a chance to reacclimatize the process. If you're super stressed out or burned out for whatever reason, this is trading related or life related, or frankly, you just need to take a break, another reason to consider the small account challenge. This is a big one, the next one. If you've had a life-changing event and want to get back into the groove, you know, many times with this is where it gets a little dangerous, is, you know, how do we cope with any big life-changing events? We want to go back to what we were doing successfully before, right? It's like, oh, it's okay. I don't need time to go through the healing process. I'm going to just keep trading. That's my healing process is working. Well, when you glaze over the opportunity to get, you know, through an event or to improve yourself, depending on what the event is, you know, you're putting your trading account at risk, your psychology certainly, and your capital. So you want to get back into the groove. The small account challenge is a perfect way to do that. Start trading smaller, get the feel for it again, and give yourself a chance to cope with whatever transition you're going through. And all this is basically giving yourself a cool down lap or a warm up lap, whatever it is on the track. If you're into car racing, you know, when the race starts, before that's happened, even when the race starts, the first lap is a warm up lap. And then they get on the grid and they take off, it's lights out and away they go. So the small account challenge is like a cool down or warm up lap if you're trading bigger. If you only have a small account, you know, you may be taking it too serious. And we're going to talk about some tips on how to grow that small account into, you know, balances that could support whatever dreams you have. One of the most surprising things, though, for me with this challenge was how fun it was to trade small again. It was great. There was no pressure. There was no worry. There was no need to do anything. Everything was mechanical. Everything was methodical. Everything was process-driven, right? And I just felt like the pressure was really lifted off my shoulders in this new small account challenge. Kind of felt like practice, to be honest with you, like going through the mechanics without really putting much on the line. It's like to a professional athlete, practice is great because you get to work on things in a no-pressure situation, but you get to have some fun too. You get to try some tricks that you'd never do in the game, all right? Like these TSN moments that we as fans adore, the coaches hate. You know, they don't want a fancy. They want the puck in the net. They want the ball in the net. You know, whatever it is, ball in the hoop, whatever sport you watch. They want you to cross the touchdown line. Whatever you're watching, they want you to make the play that's going to serve the team, not the one that's going to get you on a highlight reel. So this is a practice session. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. So here's some tips for you, and let's wrap up the episode with this, for growing a small account. All right, I really want to finish off by giving you some tips that help me and can help you as well. Whether you're doing it for conditioning reason or if this is your humble start to begin with. Remember, a small account doesn't mean a small mindset. So tip number one, a small account is not an insignificant account. All right. And where does that come from? Comparison. All right. Like people will say, well, I plan to start with $1,000. I'm doing this for the right reason. I'm going to be cautious. I'm going to scale it with success. You know, I'm not going to let anyone bother me. This is me. I'm going to stay in my own lane. And then they go on Twitter, and their $50 win looks like nothing to the guy that posts $100,000 daily P&L. You're saying to yourself, oh man, I want to be there. Let me scale up my trading. All right, with the right attitude and strategy, it can grow much quicker than you even think. Your most optimistic scenario is nothing what it could be. But you got to really take it with the right approach. And you got to look at your balance. And even though it's a small account, tell yourself it's not insignificant. This is opportunity capital. I'm keeping it small for a reason. All right, tip number two. At the beginning, when you're dealing with contributed capital would be kind of cool too. But contributed capital, you have the most to risk. This is money you earned outside of trading that you're now trying to invest. All right, this is the foundation, the nest egg. when you're dealing with contributed capital and you don't have market profit yet, you got to scratch your way out of losing trades before they hit full stops, all right? You could always try them again. You don't need to wait for a full stop loss. If you have a stop loss of 3 points or $3 on a stock or you know, 2 points on the ES or NASDAQ or oil, well, on oil, you know, 2 points is $2, but let's say 10 ticks, 10 cents is what you're risking. Either way, you don't have to take the full stop. If conditions change, it's okay to get out of your position in the name of protecting yourself so you keep more of the money you have for the next trade rather than watching it, you know, fizzle and fade and be stopped out eventually anyways. You need to really be more protective and to be able to scratch before you hit full stops. All right, you don't have the luxury of always getting stopped out in full. All right. The other tip is, tip number three is take profit when you have it. Even if it looks early, even if you think there's more, even if conditions change, you get in the market, suddenly there's a huge bullish event out of nowhere. You know it could go another 50 points higher. All right, get paid. Always get paid. The only way your account is going to grow from a small account is to take wins. I always say to our community, if you're not going to take profit when you have it, when do you plan to get paid? And, you know, that kind of sticks in their mind. They say, I got to get paid. Take some off, get paid. All right, remove the risk and put more profit more regularly than you would with a bigger account. This is very important in a small account setting, especially at the very beginning. All right, going for home runs in a small account in the first week of it, first month of it, horrific for your performance. All right, next tip is review your performance metrics, but not your total profit. You know, who cares? It's going to be small. It's a small account. Focus more on rounded performance metrics, holistic performance metrics. Listen to episode 93 of this podcast, titled appropriately, Performance Metrics You Need to Be Using. They're not just P&L numbers. They're not just win rate. You could go a lot deeper and uncover areas of opportunity about yourself where you could reduce your risk and areas where you could improve yourself. Because when you have a small account challenge, every little bit helps. And if you're just looking at profit, that doesn't really serve your small account. All right. If you look at other metrics, it could identify behaviors which will help you manage the risk and trade tighter, which will actually help your profit more than looking at how to be more profitable. All right. The next tip is never YOLO or swing for the fences. The thing with trading a small account is you can't afford to trade big ever at the beginning. So you have to look at it and say, okay, I'm going to be making small money. But that's okay, because if I can make $50 a day, like I said, you can do 500, you can do 5,000. The goal is small consistency is better than big profits out of nowhere. All right. And because it's a small account, some people take a YOLO trade. They say, all right, well, it's only a $1,000 account. I'm going to risk it. What's the worst? It could just blow out. I'll refund it with another 1,000. The problem with that is that when you blow out an account, it's failure. Right, and your mind, it registers as a failed attempt. Now you have doubt. Now you have suspicion in yourself. You have uncertainty, unease, which translates to, you know, nervousness, emotional trading the next time around. Right, you can't just put your whole account balance on the line on one single trade, even if the small account is a tiny fraction of your net worth. Right, you could be Jeff Bezos. You should never put your whole account on the line on any single trade because you're building the wrong behaviors. All right. That's going to be a costly, you're not only not making money, you're actually reverting from your performance. All right. And believe me, Bezos wouldn't put everything on one thing anyways. Next tip is don't be afraid to scale up your position size, but have a target first. You know, for me, I went to two lots when I hit $1,000. Now, you know, two lots is $800 margin. So I was once again pretty tight to the line. I went to three lots on $2,000 account size, and then I scaled up from there. By the time I hit the 11 lots, I was trading four to six contracts on the ES, which is the equivalent of $2,000 to $3,000 of margin usage on that. And at one point, I had an eight contract trade, which is $3,200. All right, so grow. Don't be afraid to scale up, but have a target for when you're going to scale up. Have a target that when my account turns from 1,000 to 3,000, I'll increase my trading size, because then trading size is a reward for you doing good and not a necessity for you to get out of a bad position. Never associate increasing your trading size for getting out of holes. Associate it with increase your trading size when you're doing well and it's a reward for the behaviors that you're exhibiting. All right. Next tip is have a position size reduction threshold. So let me repeat that. Have a position size reduction threshold. Why would you want to decrease your size? You're already in a small account challenge. Well, here's a little rule. If you lose 50% of the profits since you started, so let's say that, you know, I went the $400 challenge, I went to $5,000 and I had a $2,500 losing day. Okay, I didn't because I was actually super, like remarkably consistent with it. Again, market conditions were helpful. But if on the $5,000 day you lost 50% in a day, you know, or a week, depending on how you want to structure your challenge personally, when you give back half of the profits, even though you're trading small, gear down a little bit more. All right, go to the micros if you have to. Trade one contract less. When you're in a giving back rut, you have to reduce the size. The way you scale up with success, you have to actually reduce your trading side with losses and have yourself a position size reduction threshold. You know, have that be a rolling figure. You know, for me, when I was doing the small account challenge, my loss threshold was whatever the prior day profit was. So if yesterday I was up $800, today I could only lose $800. I don't want to give up more than a day of profit. The problem is if you're trading the day after losing day, how much could you risk then? So you have to address that as well. So go in and create very tangible rules for yourself when trading a small account. And if you lose 50% of the profits you've generated, it's often time to scale even smaller. It's almost like having a small account challenge within your small account challenge for a week, 2 weeks to get back to, you know, the groove. If you're losing money when you scale up, go back to what worked, find consistency, and then scale up again rather than continuing to trade at the larger size and losing more money. All right, the next tip is always focus on the process. If you find yourself gawking at your profits, you got to stop trading. To me, that was one of the rules in the new account challenge. The moment I went to clarify how much money I was up, even if I wanted to ask myself, hey, how much commission did I spend today? How much did I trade? You know, what's my P&L? What's my pre-commission, post-commission returns? The moment I looked at profit, I was distracted from the process. And either stop trading or you say to yourself, I got one trade left. You know, you have to introduce something with scarcity in it. Because if you're thinking profits and how much you've made, you're now shifted away from the focus of being a risk manager and thinking of the process you're trying to do here, right? You're going towards this hopium mentality versus let me sit back, be analytical, and look at what's at hand. Let me do the work. Let me do the job and not be daydreaming and fantasizing, which is what happens when you check profit. All right, next tip, I got two more. End the losing day quickly if you're down or you feel like you'll be down. Trust your instinct and don't trade anymore. I can't tell you how many days I've had where in the morning I felt like, I don't feel good. Something tells me like something's off. And if you ask me what's off, I couldn't tell you. Couldn't, you know, point a finger on it. But you just get this intuitive message like, today could be a bad day. And can't tell you how many times I've said, you know what, screw you, psychology and subconscious mind. I don't want to listen to you. I got this. And then I have a horrific day. The 30,000 losing day this year was exactly that. All right. It was one of those days where I knew deep down I shouldn't be doing stuff. Also, I had tech challenges that day, but something was trying to warn me. I might sound nuts, but I didn't listen to that something and I get hurt. The problem with avoiding those days is when something tells you don't trade and you listen to it and you don't trade, at the end of the day, you have nothing to show for it. And so you don't realize that that's a reward, right? It's not very rewarding. I did nothing. I got nothing. But in a business of negative returns, in a business where you're not only not getting a salary, you could actually be paying to work, which is trading because you could be losing. When you get an instinct that makes you nervous about the day, don't trade. Trust me, you'll end with nothing. But honestly, nothing could end up being a lot more than having a big loss. And that's what's really important. And you really got to learn to protect what you got in this game and not chase what you don't. That's the important distinction between a trader who survives and does this for years, decades, and one who blows out chasing returns that they don't have. Learn to protect what you got and not chase what you don't. All right, and that's all I really have for you today. We've covered a lot, from why I did my small account challenge to the results of it to who should consider doing a challenge for themselves. And we finished off with some tips for how to grow a small account overall. And at the end of the day, you know yourself better than anyone else. It might make sense for you at this stage to try this small account challenge, or it might not. You know, some of you would have to switch from a relatively large balance to this. All right, consider if this is the right move for you. And others are just starting, so all they have is a small account challenge. Follow what the thing, you know, the inner voice is telling you. Follow that. That's your subconscious talking to you. That's the move that you need to make. This challenge isn't right for everyone, but I wanted to share this with you, with my experience, why I did it, to give you some tips to consider it yourself if you want to do this. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Manage that risk and trade like a trade pro. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.